You go to work, you're in the midst of. You go to school, you're in the midst of. You go to the marketplace, you're in the midst of. You live in a neighborhood, you are in the midst of. It's in this place that you are to be above reproach. Put it in front of us that it's not normal and natural. We'll go and we'll change the laws so we can do what we want to do. We'll embrace all things crooked and perverse. And in so, we cannot be at the same time blameless and innocent. Do all things without grumbling and disputing, so that you will prove yourselves to be blameless and innocent, children of God, above reproach, in the midst of a crooked and a perverse generation, among whom you appear as lights, holding fast the word of life. Why? So that in the day of Christ, in the coming judgment of Christ, I will have reason to glory that I did not run in vain nor toil in vain. And in this, but even if I am being completely emptied for that cause, even if I am being poured out as a drink offering on the sacrifice and the service of your faith. Listen, when we say this, we would say this to each other. Even if you're being poured out for my faith, for your faith, even if we are being poured out like a drink offering, we will have reason to rejoice, won't we? Rejoice and share with each other my joy. You too, I urge you, rejoice in the same way. And share your joy with me in being poured out as a drink offering.